Hey, you guys. So I know it's been a long time since y'all have heard from me. Listen, I've just been embracing life. I've just been, spending time with my son, thinking about different business adventures, just a lot of different things I've been doing. And, so I just want to take a little break, and I'm still kind of on my break, but I wanted to talk about this subject, and I was going to write it into an article, but I was like, nah, let me let everybody listen to my voice. I know it's been a while. Okay, so y'all, here's an update, and this is the reason why I'm on my podcast today. Well, I'm in love. Yay! Woo! Okay, you guys, so I just want to talk about this because anybody who's known me, who has known Hannah, the Hannah C, Free Band Hand, whatever you want to call me, anybody who has known me, they know that I have been living the single life for a very, very long time, you guys, like a very long time. Like, I mean, a couple of years long. Like, I've just been single. I haven't had, like, I wasn't in any situationships, not any on and off friends, none of that. Like, I just been single. It's been hard to even get a date. Like, I don't know what's up. I think when you're on social media, I think that window shopping makes it hard to get an actual date because men and women will just look at each other with the pictures we post and we'll just, comment on it and love the little picture and this and that and even check the statuses out that we post them. But when it comes to some real life, going on a date outside of social media, it's hard to do that because people are just so used to seeing you online every day. Okay, so I remember feeling frustrated about that. But right after, I told myself, girl, don't worry about it. Just focus on yourself. You got some goals to meet. You got some things that you need to do. Just focus on that. Right when I made that decision, things started to change. I started to really, really embrace my future, what was to come. It's kind of hard to explain it. But one thing I do when I wake up every day or before I go to sleep, when I have my alone time, like in the shower, I'll pray. And when I pray, often I don't pray as much for my current situation as I do for my future situations. When I pray for things that I know are about to happen, for things are about to come. So when I, in my prayer life, I started praying for my husband. I'm like, God, please continue to mold me to be the woman that I need to be. For myself, for my son, and for my future husband, I would like to be a great mother, and I would also like to be a great wife. So God, please continue to mold me so I can be that. And whoever my husband is, continue to mold him so that we can meet with each other. Continue to mold my man so we can come as one on one accord as you ordain us to. Okay, so the more and more I pray for that, right, the realer it felt. Like, it just felt super, super real. Like, okay, I'm getting, like, I don't know how to explain. I don't know who this man is. I haven't seen him a day in my life, but I'm praying for him as though he already exists in my life. And the more I did that, the realer it felt. I even started having dreams about my future husband. I could never pinpoint his face, though. Like, every time I had a dream about him, I remember the whole dream, like he was there, but I couldn't, like, his face would be a blur. It wouldn't, like, I couldn't remember what he looked like when I woke up. But when I wake up, I'm like, man, this feels real. Like, I'm having dreams like we've already met. Okay, so it was this one Tuesday night. Mind you, I'm a full-time Lyft driver. But it was this one Tuesday night where I went out and, was going to fill my tank up so I don't have to do it the next day. And I went and, I parked by the pump, and then this man out of nowhere, he was like, hey, let me pay for your gas. Now, normally, and I know a lot of women can relate, often when it's nighttime, when the day is over with, we tired, we ready to get back to the house, we're not trying to, be bothered. So I know it's plenty of times where we'll be like, nah, I'm good, I got it, just to brush him off. But that night, when he said that, I said, okay, follow me inside the store. So he did. and he paid for, you know, my gas. And then we went back to the pump to pump my gas. And y'all, we stood there for 1 hour just talking as though we knew each other forever. Just having a casual conversation. Like, it was like we were not strangers. We were just literally standing there just having a conversation about life. Like we were best friends. And it just felt so natural. It felt so good because it was like, this is my first encounter and I don't feel awkward. I had on a t-shirt with some little, you know, some pants. I wasn't done up. I didn't feel awkward. I didn't tell myself, oh my God, he caught me slipping. None of that. I was just in the moment where I was being myself, embracing the moment, embracing who this man is in front of me, having a decent conversation with me outside of social media. So we exchanged numbers. Okay. And the next day, you know, we got on the phone. We talked again. That weekend, we had our first dates. We went to the drive-in movie theater. And the vibes were just so natural, y'all. Like, you know, when you go to the drive-in theater, you want to bring some drinks so you can, like, get in the moment or whatever. So, like, I had a little bit too much to drink, right? And it's crazy because, like, I went home and I was like, man, I had a blast. But like, I know I drank too much. And I hope he don't, you know, look at me in no kind of way. But he loved it. Like we really was just vibing, having a great time, just being friends. And right after that, we kept talking every single day, y'all. And he didn't waste any time. He was like, you know what? I know you were sent for me. I know you're supposed to be my woman. I know I'm supposed to be your man. We're not going to waste any more time. Like, what's for what? When I know that this is destined. So we got into a relationship. And here it is, August 13th. Today makes 3 months since we've been together. And y'all, I'm gonna be honest, it's been times where I'm like, you know, I can't do this or anything, because when you've been single for so long, sometimes you can't get out of your own way. Sometimes things may happen where you feel like, you know, I don't like this, and it can be the smallest thing. But when you're used to being by yourself, then you pretty much make your mind up that you don't want to deal with certain things, or you don't want to be patient about certain things because you're so used to being by yourself. But you have to also remember that love is something that everybody deserves, but it's rare. You know, everybody wants love. Like, of course, we're supposed to have self-love. I understand that. You're supposed to love yourself. You know, so that's a given. But when you meet somebody that's willing to embrace you for who you are, for who you have kids and they want to embrace you and your kids, and they want to be the provider in your life. They want to show you what they can do, even if it take a little time. You know, you have to just learn how to hang on. So that's where I'm at with it, because often I see women and men, they come on social media, and a lot of things they say be out of hurt because of their past situations. Like, sometimes, you know, women say, well, I ain't never going to post my man and this and that. And that's great. Everybody's different. You know, I used to be like that, too. I would say, when I get into a relationship, I ain't posting my man until we get married. But when I met my man, who I'm with now, it was like, you know what? I show everybody every chapter of my life. Now I'm going to show my happiness. Why would I show y'all every other aspect of my life and then hide my happiness? Why would I do that? I don't see, you know, so it's like, often I think we have to learn how to embrace where we are right now. If something don't last, okay, it's fine, it don't last, but it doesn't mean you didn't have fun. So, like, we have to embrace where we are. Have fun. Enjoy the moment. If you're in love, embrace it. Don't be scared. Don't put all these rules on yourself and all these regulations on yourself where it's making you blind to what's going on in front of you or what's about to happen. Be open to happiness. Be open to kindness. Be open to something different. Be open to the fact that maybe you aren't as, you know, you have to work on yourself as well, too. Be open to possibility. Be open to improvement, to growth, all of these things. So that you can really get what you really deserve. Because, y'all, I did not think I know that, you know, I have a son, so I want a family. I want to get married. But I still didn't see it happening for me. I really didn't. Because guys would get my number and they'll text me and they will not take me on a date. Or they'll just enjoy seeing me on the internet, you know, doing my thing and that's it. Or they'll just like looking at my pictures. But that's it. Or it'll be empty promises. But that is it. And I just got to a point, although, you know what, I'm fed up. I'm not finna just be waiting for a date, or I'm not about to be waiting for a man to take me seriously. So I had shut everything down. And right when I shut everything down, that's when I met my future. Because I know we meant to be. I know God placed our paths together, because I was praying for him before I even met him. I was praying for this man before I even met him. And when I met him, it was like I was telling myself, where you been this whole time? I've been waiting for you. It wasn't a feeling of, I don't know who this man is. It was a feeling of, I've been waiting on you. You my husband. I've been waiting for you to find me. That's how I felt when I met this man. So I'm telling y'all, like, I want to talk about this because, like I said, y'all have been seeing me single forever. And I know if it happens for me, that means it can happen for anybody who wants it. For anybody who believes that they deserve it. You have to believe what you deserve. You have to believe what you want, you know. So, y'all, I just wanted to speak to y'all about that. Like, because I'm so happy, y'all. I am so happy. Like I said, man, even when things ain't right, I straighten up real quick and be like, you know what? This man loves me. He does. And I'm so happy. And I just want y'all to be, you know, I want y'all to see my happiness so y'all can see how easy it is to get that happiness once you believe in it. So leave your replies, you guys, you know, leave some comments, because I missed talking to y'all and I got some things coming up for this podcast. I don't want to give away too much information. I know y'all see that I changed the name of my podcast to The Mimosa Diaries, and I'll explain that when the time is right. But for right now, after you get done checking this out, just give me some feedback. Just hit me up, whatever you want to do. I love y'all. Talk to y'all later. Bye.